Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We talk about energy a lot in the show. We talk a lot about ghosts and the energy of those deceased, but we also sometimes have been talking about the idea of the energy of the living. And that's still having like a half-life or still existing even after they've left a location. Not died, but just physically left a location. Is that a thing? Could that be a thing? Can the living essentially haunt the living just by their negative energy that was out there in society or in a very confined place for a long period of time? That's what the author of our next story wonders every single night about the place that they call home, especially after learning about the previous residents. Take a listen. I'm going to talk about my experiences in an apartment that I lived in for 2 years with my best friends during college. At this point in my life, I was going through a major transition period. It was a big step for me to be away from home. I felt very happy at times, but other times scared, depressed, and lonely as I began to understand who I was as a person. I'd say that I am an extremely sensitive person. I feel like I can understand people's moods and personalities instantly. I'm very affected by words and actions of others. I act almost completely out of emotion and gut feelings. I often felt uneasy in the apartment, but it didn't always bother me because I really enjoyed being around my friend. She's very accepting of me and very confident in herself. This was an attractive quality for me to be around and something that I wished to learn for myself. There was one specific area that bothered me the most in this apartment. This area was in front of the front door. I always felt weird about turning my back to it. I tried not to think about it too much. I just told myself that I was paranoid about intruders or that this was the threshold beyond the safety of the apartment. This space, as well as the hallway outside, had a very distinct and unpleasant smell to it that seemed to come and go. My room was in direct view of this space. I couldn't shut my door at night because of my cat, so I'd leave it open a crack. I always placed a small cat sculpture on the floor to keep the door in place. I felt safer somehow knowing that it was there, even if it weighed next to nothing and could be easily pushed aside. Odd things would happen every now and then in the apartment. I often saw my cat sitting and watching something I couldn't see move around the apartment. I told myself that there were just bugs flying around or that he was just doing what cats do. On 3 occasions, I saw what I think was the ghost of a cat or small animal. The first time it happened, I was sitting on the couch late at night, trying to finish a project for school on my laptop. My cat was sitting beside me asleep. Beyond the screen, I noticed a small blur, color of burnt umber. As soon as I looked directly at it, it was gone. My cat seemed to have it also, as he had woken up and was staring intently at the spot. The second sighting happened late at night. I'd finished a school project and had turned out the lights. The only light in the apartment was a blue glow from my computer. I heard loud noises coming from the hallway outside. Assuming it was our noisy neighbor, I went out into the living room to make sure the door was locked. In the reflection of the light from my computer in the window, I saw the shape of a long-haired cat. I turned to see my cat and turned around to look at the real image behind me. Just as I turned, my computer went to sleep, leaving me in complete darkness. The third sighting happened also late at night. I walked into my bedroom in the dark. As I approached my bed, I saw a small black shadow leap off it and then disappear. Other occurrences would happen in the apartment. Stains would appear on the carpet. Small things would disappear for weeks and reappear in obvious places. I also collect rocks and have them displayed all over my bedroom. My grandparents gave me some rocks that they collected from the island of Delos. My cat would always play with only these rocks. He would knock them over, bat them around, even hike and hide them. I always felt like I was being watched. I would frequently see movement in the periphery of my vision or glimpses of moving shadows. I didn't want to think about it too much out of fear. I just assumed I was seeing things. I also returned home one night to find my lamp in our living room on. This lamp was in the same spot that made me uncomfortable. Went into my friend's room to ask her about the lamp because we rarely ever turned it on, and she told me that she had not turned it on and seemed a little freaked out by it. She's an extremely logical person. This being the first physical evidence of something happening, I think freaked her out. She told me not to be afraid because if it were a ghost, it could only have power if I were afraid. The sleep paralysis in the apartment happened very frequently whenever I took naps during the day. I'd wake to hear noises, like someone trying to get out the front door. One time I was sure it opened and could hear footsteps and voices. My eyes would be open, but my body was completely frozen. Sometimes I could work my way out of it by wiggling my fingers and toes, then feet, then legs, until my whole body could move. This happened so many times I lost count. Sometimes I'd make up feelings, a pressure on my chest. It felt like my insides were settling in a strange way. It was a very uncomfortable feeling. The scariest incident happened one late afternoon. I woke up paralyzed to the door opening. I heard my roommate's voice. I called out to her to come in here so I could prove to her what was happening to me. She answered. I don't remember exactly what the voice said, but I knew it wasn't something my friend would have said to me. I tried furiously to move but couldn't. I was very scared. The voice asked why I wasn't answering. I replied, "Because you aren't Katie." The voice began to laugh and fade away. I could then finally move, and I was very scared. While living here, I became very depressed. I was miserable, very self-loathing. I wasn't eating properly and was very skinny. I became a very angry and impatient person, and my grades were suffering. My creativity had also suffered. I would skip class, just sleep all day. It was very uncharacteristic of me. I left for a month over Christmas break. The negativity was gone instantly, and I felt like my old self living at home. I remember returning one day to grab some clothes that I forgot. I walked into the apartment. The air was heavy and ominous. I had some white sage and burned it while walking through the apartment. After doing this, I left. I returned after break and jumped immediately into classes. I was in a design build studio this semester and was working with three of my really good friends on a project. I can't remember being happier and more confident in myself. I was rarely ever home except to sleep. When we moved out in the summer, we spent the last few days with no furniture. The apartment was completely empty. I began to feel very anxious. The air seemed to be moving at times, and I felt like I was being watched from the corners of the rooms. It was like we upset the place by moving all our things. When the move-out day came, I handed over the keys, left, and never looked back. Today, I live on the other side of the campus. I still feel like I'm being watched sometimes. And on occasion, we'll still see shadow people in buildings and on campus. I'll share that another time. I'm in a new stage of life now, and I feel like I have since grown from these experiences 2 years ago. I like to think that I'm a better person because of it. I talked to one of our neighbors before moving out, and she said the people who lived there before us also had a lot of strange things going on with their animals. She said they were very gross and unpleasant people. I feel like there's definitely an unpleasant energy present there. Thank you for sharing the story and making a great podcast.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I am proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.